Here's a taste of some of the new music we've got for you on 2SER this week. Globetrotting African fusions from Pierre Quenders. Boomin and Croonin dream pop with a 50s vintage feel from Madeline Kenny. And the softer side of Sonic Youth's Lee Ronaldo with added electronica. Creep slowly. 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, and diverse new music.
It costs over $1 million a year to run 2SER.
So we're having our annual supporter drive from the 6th to the 20th of October.
No prizes, no stunts, no gimmicks.
Just 2 weeks when we ask you to dig deep and support Real Radio.
Stories, ideas and music.
Go to 2SER.com and click on Donate to show your support.
Are you ready to chew that onion you've held in your pocket for the last few years? You're on the Gristle on 2SER 107.3. A huge show for you this evening. No buts. Tony Abbott receives nasty head job after a run-in with same-sex marriage campaigner. Where is he going wrong? We're going to be looking at Malcolm. I was Roberts, alleged alien. Malcolm Roberts emails the ether as citizenship gets that sinking feeling in the High Court. Growth spurt, Corbinati's cries of gender morphology push the same-sex marriage yes fundraiser through the roof. Can the Libs be weaned from their 1950s teat? And of course, New Zealand election and how we're all fucked thanks to Kim Jong-un. All that and more, you're on the Gristle. Yeah, that's right. You're on the Gristle on 2SER 107.3 and 2SER.com, and possibly in that North Korean bunker with Kim Jong, love your haircut. And joined by me, the Punditaker, got a huge show for you this evening. Big shout out to The Wire, something that you won't be able to listen to if we all get nuked. Joining me on the panel this evening, a stellar cast of Onion Eaters. We've got Starvin Marvin.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Punditaker.
Suited up, fresh from bail. We've got... Demo Crazy.
Good evening.
We've got Trudette.
Hiya.
And Kroger's right hand.
At your pleasure.
Now, of course, it would be, you know, although the world is about to go to hell in a handbasket due to the dear fat rocket boy up north, it would be remiss of us to not discuss the hard-hitting international issue of the day, which is Tony Abbott. He received a Liverpool kiss. Was it yesterday or the day before in Hobart? Allegedly from a same-sex marriage campaigner whose name is... Let me just grab it for you. Where is it? I've lost... Is it...
Astro Funk Knuckle.
He got Astro Funk Knuckled right in the face. Obviously, Mr. Funk Knuckle usually likes to do it from behind, but not with former prime ministers. Starvin Marvin...
Are we naming and shaming here on this program, are we?
He has pleaded guilty. He has... Now, here is the question. Tony Abbott makes a lot about how he won an Oxford Blue, which is an award that you win at Oxford, for boxing, yet he can't even suffer a gentle headbutt to his gobby mouth. What is going on in this country?
Maybe Abbott went in close. I mean, we don't know. There's no video of this.
Maybe he should have ducked and weaved or, you know.
Unfortunately, so far, there's been a trial by media on this, and it would be really interesting to hear... Astros, Mr. Funk Knuckles' version of accounts on this, because he said that he didn't make any comments about equal rights marriage before this. And let's face it, apparently Abbott said, this guy said, this is for all the things you've said. Abbott said a lot of things, like this is cherry picking at the moment.
Kroger's right hand, Malcolm Turnbull, has called for calm, but some are saying that he's just annoyed that he didn't get the chance to headbutt Abbott first.
Well, you've missed an important point here. So there was about 2 hours, maybe, I think it happened about 4 in the afternoon. And who was the first one in, Bill Shorten or Malcolm Turnbull? It was Bill Shorten by a country mile, tweeting, saying, like, my sympathies are with the former Prime Minister. Now, this says a lot. And are we sure that Astro isn't actually Gillian McLachlan, who's the CEO of the AFL? And you can also, Snowflake, stop using the word allegedly in this report. This thing happened, and it is a criminal act, and now, the guy's pleaded guilty.
Now, true debt, rumours are that it was just an onion trying to defend itself. I mean, why shouldn't we be able to get up close and personal with our pollies? It's an expression of affection. He didn't mean any harm by it, surely.
Well, I mean, sure he did, but, you know,
Abbott loves it rough. Come on.
It all comes down to the fundamental question, is it okay to punch neo-Nazis? And the answer is probably not, you know, despite their views coming from a place of hatred and intolerance and, you know.
Well, now, you know, of course, Starvin Marvin, the member for Warringah, loves receiving head of all sorts. He loved receiving the head of state. He couldn't get enough head at that stage. He also loved being head. I mean, this guy just loves head. What is he complaining about?
He got on very well with Shinzo Abe, as I recall.
Yeah.
They got on very well together. They were both heads of state.
I know. He's a hedonist from way back.
Well, not quite heads of state. But anyway, yes, well, I think this is something that we've got to be aware of, that people can go to. I mean, look what happened to Kevin Rudd's godson. He got slapped fairly seriously.
He got slapped around like the basement of Ark. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's terrible.
I mean, people shouldn't be congregating in places. We should have everyone staying at home with their envelopes and just ticking things.
Indeed.
That's what they should be doing.
Demo crazy.
Well, look, and we all decry violence in this. This is not how you should win political debates, but it is a little bit of irony about Abbott complaining about bullying and intimidatory behaviour, and yet he was the one that he said he would shirt front Vladimir Putin.
I know.
So there's a bit of language and action linking.
And he's having wins. Look, someone else who's received a headbutt, but in this case from the High Court, is Senator Malcolm Roberts, the most erudite, lyrical of senators, in the last hour has been found to have been a British citizen. I actually thought he was Clive of India at some stage. Now, this is a great story. Has everyone seen this story? So he claimed that he signed this application that said that he was a British citizen without looking, and then he sent an email to a non-existent email address trying to revoke his citizenship. Why isn't this man Prime Minister?
Look, I'm with Malcolm Roberts on this because he did a Google search and a multinational company, Google, apparently the first search result that he came across came up with two defunct email addresses. This is a multinational conspiracy right here, and here's the victim.
I know. Now, true that, should the Australian public be feeling sympathy? I mean, as Demo Crazy pointed out, he did do what most of us lazy bastards would do. Check on Google, it all seems good.
You see, coming from a party who puts so much emphasis on where your citizenship is from and how much importance that plays in who you are as a person, the guy didn't even know. I mean, how incompetent is he? He's just asking random people who he is.
I know. Because really, he should know whether he should hate himself, given he hates foreigners.
And considering that the email he sent to the British government, or tried to send to the British government, had the headline, "Am I still a British citizen?"
I know. Thing is, you know, I just love this idea that there's like, you know, one of those email scammers from Africa probably has that email right now. Kroger's right hand, of course. Mm. It's not just Malcolm Roberts who's in the firing line. Yeah. Barnaby Joyce, one of your spiritual leaders, is up the creek without a Cobra. Do you think he's going to survive?
Well, he stepped in as Prime Minister for a while, so he's...
He really stepped in it.
He survived that. And how many Labor MPs have been embroiled?
Zero.
At this point in time?
Zero.
Have they all declared their bona fides?
Zero.
Have they declared their bona fides?
It is, because actually...
One has.
Okay, is that all? Maybe my English is loose.
Bill Shorten did.
Yeah. I'll say this as a...
So not all is the answer, thanks.
No. Well, actually, as an official Labor hack, I can comment that if you do run for peace election, you are forced to pay out of your own money.
Oh, that's right, because you couldn't come in on a 457 visa and then be part of a union and then get up in the Labor Party. It's something like
that's
that, right?
Why
so it's like just checks and balances are there by default.
That's why the zero Labor senators are in trouble and the Libs are running scared.
And not just the Libs. Look, the accountability of this really needs to go back to One Nation's leadership. Pauline Hanson and James Ashby, who's taking a more prominent role, they've both come out and said that Malcolm Roberts was 100% legitimate, etc. They need to be accountable for what they've said in the media as well.
Well, okay, Malcolm, if you're listening...
But didn't they refer him to the High Court? So they can't have been that sure.
Yeah.
So the High Court, just to give some facts here, the High Court has found at about 45 minutes ago that he was a UK citizen at the time of nomination. Mm. So there has been no decision handed down by the High Court. This is just predetermination.
He's gone. He's like Louis the 16th, as far as I'm concerned, except he can't read. All right, we're going to go to a short track. And coming up after the break, Corey Bernardi... What the hell is going on with the Liberal Party? Stick around, you're on the Gristle on 2SR 107.3.
Big or small the occasion, Crust Pyrmont is your go-to pizza store in the Sydney CBD for office catering. Crust Pyrmont can deliver from 1 to 150 pizzas per order using the best equipment to make sure your gourmet pizzas are delivered fresh, hot and on time. Choose between ordering online through the Crust Pizza app or simply call the store on 9566 1933. Crust Pizza Pyrmont proudly sponsors 2SER 107.3.
Yeah, that's right. You're on the Gristle on 2SR 107.3 and 2SR.com and God knows where else, possibly being piped through. Corey Bernardi's inner sanctum. This week, Corey Bernardi was complaining about the Yes campaign. God, I'll be so glad when this bloody plebiscite postal survey's over. He was claiming about gender morphology, this idea that somehow gender's fluid, something Kroger's right hand would knows a lot about, being into gender fluidity in such a big way. Now, Kroger, are you able to, you know, is Corey on the right wicket here? Or is he just on the far right wicket?
Knowledge is defined by knowing what you don't know. So if I don't know what sex I'm, then I know something. So what was the question? I'm sorry.
Well, has he got a point? Is Australia at risk of a takeover from cultural Marxists?
No, okay. So we got to do some context setting here. So the thing that he's blowing up about is this campaign. I don't know what its genesis is, but it's to support girls or women in other countries. And the way that they do that is they raise money by getting men, I think, exclusively to don dresses. And then they raise money because everyone thinks this is hilarious. And that's been the case for eons. People get pissed and they put on a dress. And so he's thinking that this is somehow connected to the same-sex marriage debate. And he's enjoying that and trying to get some political mileage.
He is saying this is a good or a bad thing?
No, this is a bad thing because it's a slippery slope to boys wanting to get vaginas at the age of four. I don't know.
See, what I don't get, though, is he's a good private schoolboy, and I've never met a private schoolboy who doesn't like putting on a dress. I'm serious. And that's not a gay joke. That's literally.
But hang on. The interesting thing here is that I believe it's Victoria, New South Wales, Victoria maybe, they've said that for in public schools that girls won't be wearing dresses. There's no dresses. It's all pants, two legs, things, because girls can't play sport in dresses. It's unequal.
I don't see why do girls wear dresses anyway, apart from the fact they don't have a dick.
How do the Scotsmen respond to this? How do you think it makes them feel?
Well, I'm sure there's some non-trivial connection there, but I've never understood why women wear dresses in the first place. I love it; it's awesome. But like,
isn't it interesting?
Antibacterial agent.
This debate so much talks about boys wearing dresses, but it doesn't talk about girls wearing pants.
I know.
Isn't that interesting?
I know. But you know what I loved about this was the fact that after Corey Bernardi, so Corey Bernardi's been having a spat with, what's his name? The comedian who's not that funny, Josh. What's his name?
No. Benjamin Law, who's not a comedian.
Yeah, he was very good. But point is, after Corey Bernardi's comment...
Josh Thomas, is it?
Josh something.
Frydenberg?
Josh Frydenberg, one of the premier gay comedians in this country. Starvin Marvin, Corey Bernardi, after his comments, it caused this same-sex marriage fundraiser to raise even more money. It sounds like, if he was...
It's fantastic, isn't it? How does Corey Bernardi come up with these ideas?
I know. And plus, I mean...
He's a marketing genius, isn't he?
He is.
He shouldn't be in Parliament.
I know. It's like a strain of botulism has come
to life.
Just
ask the Liberal Party. He shouldn't be in Parliament.
I know. Someone was asking whether Botox is now a gender.
Seriously, though, is he that naive that he thinks that people become gay because they put on a dress at the age of 10?
Girl germs.
But, the thing is, I would not be. I mean, I don't give a. There's that great line on that TV show Queer as Folk. Unless you're fucking me, I don't care who you're fucking. And the point is with Corey Bernardi, like,
gosh, I must have missed that one. Was that episode 9?
Yes. But the thing is, he is the typical guy. I reckon in 20 years' time, we'll find out. All this juicy gossip about him that the lady doth protesteth too much. Now, talking about protesting too much, the Liberal Party is in hot water for its anachronistic, antiquated views on gender. Kroger's right hand.
Yeah, bring it.
The Liberals are under fire this week after... where was I? I should have written this
We're
down.
We're in Queensland.
Yes, indeed.
We're with Malcolm Turnbull.
Indeed. And someone was having... people are complaining about diversity and gender equality in the Liberal Party. What is going on with your side of politics?
Yeah, so it's come from the floor, from the press gallery, straight to Malcolm Turnbull, and the minister behind him, who's an up-and-comer, has said, oh, for fuck's sake, or words equivalent to that.
Swearing on
it's
him.
A
and
bit
then,
much, I
and
think
then gesticulated. Now,
language warning, everyone.
Now, it's not so much the language as the what am I trying to say? What he's imputing into the conversation, that is that why do we care about women getting into politics? Now, I don't know if the Labor Party cared as much as they should about merit, then maybe they wouldn't have put someone up for Premier who doesn't know the rate of GST in this country.
What do you mean? Who?
Pally Shea. She didn't know the rate of GST.
She doesn't have to. She doesn't have to know that because it's a federal tax.
Yeah, honestly, to link those two things is a bit of a reach.
And then the tax receipts are remitted back to the state. She should know everything about it. The Labor Party should care more, and the press gallery should care more about merit than they care about diversity, which ultimately breeds inequality.
This is a wormhole from the 1950s. It's just opened up in the studio here. Very, very rare event. Now, team, do you think that the Liberal Party... I mean, Malcolm Turnbull seems to have a lot of troubles on his desk at the moment. I mean, it seems like he just can't afford this. It's just a complete waste of time for him. Anyone?
In the list of things that Malcolm's worrying about, I think he's just trying to ignore that. Where he's like, "This is the end of the week. I am just really wishing I'd given Tony the fat lip."
I think he's waiting for that H-bomb. He's just like, it can't come soon enough. Coming up after the break, we're going to go to a short track. This is Mooney Me Love Deserto. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about New Zealand election.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be talking about Trump v. Rocket Man. Stick around, you're on 2SR 107.3.
Friends, William Crichton here to let you know about Dashville Skyline, the Hunter's very own Cosmic Country Weekender. It's held at the same place as the renowned Gumball Music Festival in Lower Belford, celebrating the roots of Americana, Psychedelia, Australiana, rock and country music, combined with performances from some of the best new artists around. Dashville Skyline offers a unique family-friendly festival experience with world-class food and live music, camping and a full bar. For more information or tickets, go to dashville.com.au.
2SER sponsor.
That's right, you're on the Gristle on 2SER 107.3, 2SER.com. With me, the Punt Attackers, Marvin Demo, Crazy True Debt, and Kroger's right hand. Looks like his bath salts are kicking in. You know, someone else whose bath salts have been kicking in is Jacinda Ahern. Out of the blocks, like Farlap. Pre being drugged by the mafia, she's taken the Labor Party in New Zealand from a running joke under former leader Little to a serious contender, neck and neck with that talking corpse, Bill English, otherwise known as the New Zealand Prime Minister. Team, isn't this a fantastic day for gender equality in New Zealand? Somewhat. Has anyone been following this apart from me? Because I kind of get paid to.
Does gender run a nation?
It does run a nation.
Does it?
It did in the Philippines with Marcos.
Punt Attack, you're talking bollocks. Is this where I pass the no confidence motion? We had that point in the meeting or not?
I think it's let's not focus on gender straight up on this. Maybe the policies that the New Zealand Labor leader has put forward are being embraced. People are really interested about education.
And now, paying more capital gains tax? That sounds like a great policy. They're really interested in that.
The costings of things have obviously been up.
She's big on home ownership.
She's a woman and she's going to tax us more. That's fantastic.
And I think water taxes as well has been controversial.
Moves taxes.
There's been a whole bunch of policy discussion as a result of the change in leadership. But I think the most interesting thing is if Labor gets up, if she becomes Prime Minister, really interested to hear the phone call with Julie Bishop afterwards, after Julie said that she would not be able to deal with leader.
I know. It'll be a cat fight. Ooh,
sorry, who can?
PC. One of the interesting things about her, though, is she actually has a very conservative anti-immigration stance, likened to Donald Trump. Has anyone seen this?
She won't take Barnaby back? Is that what you're saying?
She actually wants to cut it. Cut immigration. Now, this is interesting because in NZ, there's this guy named Winston Peters. He's been around since the 70s, and he's like, yes, minister's version
of
Donald Trump.
New Zealand first, I think.
Yeah. And he runs on, basically, he doesn't like Asians, and he doesn't know anything else. And she may have to, if it's a hung parliament, which it will be, because in New Zealand there has not been a single party that has held more than 50% of the seats since the early 90s, then they'll be talking with Mr. Peters.
Look, can I just say that I know that Winston Peters has been around since ever, and he has been in the balance of power situation before, and he's an extremely unreliable balance of power candidate. Nobody wants to be in bed with Winston Peters.
I have to say this. If you want to watch real-life Yes Minister, jump on and check out the New Zealand version of the 7:30 Report's interview with Winston Peters, where they pointed out that he got fired as a minister 3 times. He said, "No, I resigned." And he drives around the country with a copy of a letter given to him by the former Prime Minister saying she accepts his resignation. He keeps it in the boot in case of emergencies. All right, talking about emergencies, final story, last few minutes before gay panic. Kim Jong-un threatening to launch H-bombs in the Pacific. Are we all looking forward to this? It's the sound of summer. It's the sound of summer.
Bring on the New Year's fireworks.
It is a great way to get a tan.
What's the story?
Well, like, the issue is, who is the rocket man?
Bottom of the barrel here, Undertaker. This is the time for the motion.
Well, who is the rocket man? Honestly.
Rocket Man is such a great nickname. I don't understand why he thinks it's an insult. I mean, like, think about it, right?
Elton John song of the same name.
Rocket Man. Burning out his fuse up here alone.
Now, who saw Trump's speech? So, basically, Kim Jong-un has come out and said they're going to practice... safe sex with nukes in the Pacific in response to Donald Trump's speech at the United Nations the other day, where Trump said casually, "We may wipe."
So what Kimmy's come out and said? Sorry, that was derogatory. Rocket Man has come out and said, post the speech of the UN from the president, and said he's a barking dog.
Oh no, and he is a dotard. What is a dotard? Oh.
Best insult ever. That's what it is.
What is a dotard? Is it like a dog and a retard?
It's an idiot.
A doting retard.
It's a dotard. Like.
Anyway, the speech, if you look through the Trump-esque language, is actually a very conventional speech to the UN. It's saying that the US is going to position itself such that it's going to push its powers out into the world to ensure that everyone's safe and live up to its obligations in doing that. That's basically what he said in a nutshell.
It is, but someone was saying in a podcast I was listening to that they were also throwing a bone to the isolationist crew who were like, you know, we shouldn't be funding the UN, everyone else should be pulling their weight. So
what's the UN done lately?
Oh, well, they've appointed Libya to the head of the Human Rights Commission.
In terms of language, USA is the most strident supporter of Israel. Israel has decried for years that Iran, etc., have said they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
Same with Hamas.
And Trump's speech effectively said that he was going to wipe that dictatorship, that regime, off the face of the earth.
And this is why the Labour support the penicillin. Yeah.
He needs some baby wipes.
You guys love the PLO.
It's not about that. It's about if you don't like it being said about one people, don't say it about another group of people.
Like, what do we all think is going to happen? Like, you know, we were chatting off air in the bar about how, you know, at the moment, as Steve Bannon said, the calculus is they won't go into the north because they know that 10 million people in South Korea will get wiped out. But as soon as there's a risk of a few people in Los Angeles getting wiped out, it seems like that the US would be willing to pay that price, don't you think? I mean, I just think we could see nukes being let off in the next, I don't know, 6 months.
No, so what's happened for the first time in a while is that China have actually come to the fore and are going to impose the sanctions themselves. So, so the US has no trade at all with North Korea. 90% of North Korea's oil comes from China.
Yeah, but
China.
You mean China? China.
Are going to live up to that unanimous Security Council resolution to impose those sanctions.
China.
And this is the last step in China in the puzzle.
It has a G in it. If you haven't listened to Donald Trump, it has a G in it.
Yeah, and a harder CH.
China.
It's great that you guys all like laud this guy so much. Just in respect. It's great.
All right. That's all we have time for. Coming up after the break, Gay Panic, where they will not be talking about any China whatsoever. No. stick around for those guys and all the great programming here on 2SER. Taking us out, Little Dragon. They're high and live. I hope we can join you next week and then we're not wiped off the map. Thanks to Kim Jong-un. Stick around. You're on 2SCR 107.3. And stick around for our supporter drive coming up next month.